K-State Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State, your host Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. All things K-State sports right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Welcome aboard once again. Happy Wednesday evening. When y'all listen to this, it will be Thursday. It'll be Thursday, October 19th, 2023. And we're going to keep it basketball theme. I'm talking women's basketball. Obviously, the women's media day, the Big 12 media day for K-State women and the rest of the Big 12 teams, including the new four teams, happened yesterday. And the men were followed suit today with their media day as well. David Gasson being one of those players. I believe Arthur Kaluma was another one, and I can't remember. I don't know who was the third, so apologies for that. But if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at Eddie_EG3. Again, that's Eddie_EG3 there as well. The Pearl Project Podcast was again available K-State Nation, wherever you get your podcast. We're free and available right there. So flipping the script here from that and continuing that trend on K-State women's basketball. Another person who was on another watch list, that and a person I talked about her last night's little daily edition of the podcast. That person, Serena Sundell Jr., was added or really added to her preseason honors. The latest to the 2023-24 Nancy Liberman Point Guard of the Year award watch list there. And for those that don't know, that's an award that recognizes the top point guards in the college women's basketball game there as well. Sundell was the first Wildcat, or is the first Wildcat, to be named to the Liberman Award watch list since Kayla Goff. We all know that name, K-State Nation. Back in 2018-19 season as well, Kayla Goff really emerged as one of the premier players for K-State there as well. 24th year of this award, the award recognizes the top point guard in women's NCAA Division I college basketball, and National Committee of Top College Basketball Personnel determined the watch list of 20 candidates there as well. Nancy Liberman was became a Hall of Famer of the class of 1996 as well. And fans are encouraged, K-State fans, I'm talking to you because this is a K-State podcast, are encouraged to participate in the fan voting presented by Dell Technologies in each of the three rounds. And it starts pretty early. really, Friday. This Friday, and it'll be in the late January of 2024. The watch list will be consist of 20 players there as well. And I'm going to try to see who else on this list as far as Big 12 goes. Sarah Andrews on this list for Baylor. Zakiya Franklin of KU is also on this list here. Let's see here. I believe that is it. Nope. Rory Harmon of Texas on this list there as well. So some pretty good names there as well. K-State, obviously, I just named off. Interesting. Clark is on this list. Oh, yep. Caitlin Clark. Yeah, duh, I should know that. Harmon, Franklin, Andrews as well. I've been mentioning the much anticipated rematch on yesterday's episode. Iowa on the road coming up. I'm excited for that there as well. Of course, Sundell made her debut 2021-22 there as well here. Let's see here. She has had career highs in lots of categories, like her teammate Gabby Gregory. Scoring percentage in scoring, 13, almost 14 a game. Field goals made 157 percentage, almost 50% from the field. Free throws made and attempted, 165 free throws made out of 206 in her K-State career. Rebounding, averaging 5 a game. Blocks just under 1 there. Steals, she has active hands. And this number here, folks, is the number of this podcast, right? 184. Goodness gracious, 184. Sorry about that. 184 assists last year for Serena. Set the K-State school record for assists for a sophomore in a season, ranked 6th most for a season in program history there as well. So we know her eyesight is also pretty good, unlike mine. So Serena Sundell set the school records for free throws made as well. And I already mentioned that. 165 there as well. Serena Sundell from Maryville, Missouri. When I first talked about her on this podcast, I remember saying Marysville there as well. So there's that as well. So she ranked 11th in scoring history in the Big 12, 4th in assists, 5. She's 5th in steals, also 9th in assists as well. Turnover percentage just under 0.15 there as well. 10th in minutes played, just a shade under 34. 10th in free throw percentage, 80% there. And 11th in blocks per game as well. She really upped her game in that department there as well. Sundell continuing on this Serena Sundell podcast here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. 2 seasons down, 852 points, 360 assists. Sundell is the first Wildcat in program history to register 850 or more points and 350 or more assists by the conclusion of their sophomore season. When I looked at that stat, I'm like, holy smokes. And if the trend continues, along the Glenn twins, Briley and Jaylen, they're gonna be right there as the cast of characters with the 1-2 punch of Aoka Lee, of course, and Gabby Gregory. 148 points, Sundell with actually 148 points to go. Double S will become the 45th player in program history to reach the 1,000 career point mark. Keep that in mind here coming into the season as well. Career assist total of 360, ranks 12th in K-State on the K-State career list, career assist list there. She has led K-State in assists in 56. That's got to be over 80%. 56 of her 69 career K-State games there as well. That's just a lot of numbers thrown at you right there here in this podcast, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State there as well. So I'm going to switch over real quick here with K-State Media Day on the men's side as well. I mentioned David Gasson and Arthur Kaluma, and I should have known it. Tyler Perry was also there as well for the Big 12 tip-off today, presented by Old Trapper Wednesday morning. We will talk basketball. Oh, we got something up our sleeve, and it's in Monday's episode is ever so changing. So that's a little cliffhanger for you guys on that one as well. Jerome Tang did speak to the media there as well, and I'm gonna actually here wrap up this pod with this quote from Jerome Tang from Media Days here about the strength of the Big 12, obviously, with the additions of especially basketball power. Houston, well, we have been the best basketball league in the country for a while now, and we will continue to be the elite basketball league in America. What's exciting is that every kid out there wants to compete against the best, and so they're going to want to come play in the Big 12. We have the best coaches, the best environments, and you have the best players, and the results to speak for themselves, of course. That is super exciting moving forward. Excited about the new teams that are coming in the great venues we are going to get to play in. I'm excited about being a part of growth, continued growth, and when you can walk around and know that you are the very best at what you do, it just gives you extra confidence, end quote, there as well. That's just a little snippet from your head coach of the men's basketball team, Jerome Tang, leading his guys for the second year here in the Little Apple. So again, we'll dive on into that. So I know we've been really, honestly, football heavy here this semester, but we're trying to get around to all things K-State hopefully I'll touch volleyball this weekend. I will get the cross country. I didn't mention this last week on the weekly edition. I failed to mention it. Cross country did compete over the weekend. I'll combine that with my part one of the I-35 challenge. So that's going to be a separate, I'm planning on that being a separate episode tomorrow. We got, and again, another cliffhanger for you guys before we wrap this up. Got a special episode previewing TCU. Stay tuned. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas, of course. Big thanks to my co-host Alex. And again, next Monday's show might be different. So stay tuned because you mean usually for those new to the podcast, we've been doing a reaction to K-State football games. I usually do a reaction after the game, which I should be able to do that on Sunday morning. We'll see how my schedule works out on that note as well. So, but Monday could be looking different. So I'm excited about that as well. So I'm gonna leave it right there as well. K-State Nation, that's been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily. Serena Sundell on a Nancy Liberman Award watch list for 23-24. Yeah, it's getting late, folks. I apologize for that. So again, I've thrown a lot of numbers at you guys. That's the talent of Serena Sundell, Grabby Gregory, Ayoko Lee, and those numbers are going to start regrowing here in a couple weeks as both men's and women's basketball will be kicking off here very shortly. Eddie Greener Pro Project Podcast rolling out. Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. We out.